Clap it up.
What are you clapping it up for?
Gotta start the show off this way. Yeah. Congratulations, Chizzy.
Finally made it.
Big milestone in your life.
I thought you were about to say Big Mama's house.
What?
Same bitch.
Hey, you hanging the cleats up, man. Yeah. Proud of you, bro.
Rest in peace.
Cleats been hung up.
They been hung up.
They officially hung up, man.
Yeah. They like you got to put them in the trophy case now.
Nigga, I put them in the pantry.
In the pantry. Next to the canned goods.
Put them in the pantry beside the perishables.
Yeah.
The non-perishables.
I just want to ask you this, man. Have you noticed a difference in your relationship since you proposed?
I mean, it's almost, if I'm being honest, it's almost like you hit the reset button.
Mm. So you're in a new relationship.
It reminds you of why you got with the person or why you chose to be with this person in the first place.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It just, because, you know, over time, things kind of get a little bit stagnant. You know, not saying the relationship got stale, but it was like there was no
progress.
There was nothing new looking forward to each day. You know what I mean? So I would say since I have proposed, I would say it kind of like reignited the flame. I've seen, you know, some happiness in her that I haven't seen in a very long time. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and you ask yourself the question, is it the materialistic side of it that she's happy about, or is it something else? And no, I disagree. I disagree. And just in my conversations with her, man, it's like, I get it from her perspective. It's like, I've been with you for 5 years. And, you know, after year three, honestly, I started thinking, well, goddamn, this nigga don't know what he want by now. Right. You know, will he ever know what he want?
It's almost like she has the, not saying that she didn't have it before, but she really has the security now.
You know, that sense of affirmation, like, all right, so he is serious. You know, he ain't just stringing me on, or, you know, that's some Justin behavior. You know what I mean? That's Just Freshly behavior.
But look, so I seen that rock. You outdid yourself, boy. But let me ask you, stupid. But
Sam's Club, get credit cards.
So how long you got to put that King Ranch on hold now?
It
sent you back.
About 2-3 years.
You just got that promotion.
That's good, man.
What that mean?
And they gave you a signing bonus,
I lied to you if I told you that.
That boy, they got a Jalen Ramsey deal, then.
NFL contract. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to talk about it, though. Yeah, he got a signing bonus. Like, he ain't got no guaranteed money.
Not for long.
No guaranteed money.
It's got to be what NFL mean. Not for long.
Well, you better perform.
So here's my thing. You said, felt like it reignited. So it feels different, like refreshed, basically, right?
Yeah, it feels like, you know, the
you
first.
Be wet now. Yeah, you worked out now.
Moist.
But it feels good to see her like extremely happy, and it just makes everything better in the relationship. I mean, it really does. Like, it's almost like we're communicating better now. Like, we're more understanding of each other. And I don't know if it's going to wear off. I mean, it probably will. Like,
it's like a honeymoon phase with
like anything else. So
it'll probably be the same way when y'all get married.
I made a joke the other day. I said, I need to propose again next week.
What'd you say?
Huh? Stop it. Shut up. it just feels good to see her, you know, knowing that she's wanted.
I'm just glad you moved at your own pace and didn't feel pressure. Even though I knew this is who you wanted to be with, but I'm just glad you didn't pressure yourself into doing it 2 years ago. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Does it feel like a weight was lifted off of you?
Oh, I mean,
off of him?
Yeah.
Woo! No, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm like, okay.
I see where this night going.
Man, I got it. Wait, she said yes now. You got, like, did you breathe a sigh of relief? Right. Or...
in terms of her saying yes, or in terms of in now terms that I, you got it I out. Proposed?
Yeah, in terms of you got it out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, you know, make no mistake. I didn't succumb to the pressures, but the pressures were there.
Gotcha.
You know, just, you got to think about, like, people, not necessarily, might not be in your immediate group, but, you know, the mutual friends that we have, you know, every other week somebody else either getting pregnant or getting, you know, they're being asked to to marry, you know, or whatever the case may be. And though she may not vocalize, like, look at them over here, only been together for a year and a half. Now
she did. She probably did it, but in a subtle way, like, look, bae, such and such.
You know.
but then she'd be like,
It was never so much like, obviously, we've had the conversation quite a bit over time. I mean, which at some, if you're in a relationship for 5 years with somebody, I would hope
that you had
you're having those conversations. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
They're getting it in 2 weeks.
There you
go. Well, yeah, he had a baby week one.
Negative week one.
You looked at her.
Fertile. But like I said, the pressures were there, but it wasn't like, you know, invoked by her.
Could you shake like a sunflower seed?
I hate
I'm sorry.
Whole sideball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Justin said, man, you can't. So it's your mind. It's almost like you'll wake up one. I kid you not. You'll wake up one day, and you'll go, I'm about to go look for a ring. Like you
I
really
felt like you did that.
I did
because you texted, you wrote, like, hey, we I'm ring shopping, nigga.
What? Yeah, like I mean, it's just it comes a point where
you just talking about being on a grill. Yeah, I'm ring shopping.
Yeah. I mean, I literally woke up and, you know, I did start saving. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not financing a ring. Nah, man, yeah, that's like that's if you got, don't go in debt for this shit.
Yeah,
you know. So I started saving. I was saving aggressively, you know what I mean, to make sure I could, one. What's crazy is I made sure the ring was right for me. Like, if my fingers weren't so fucking fat, I wanted to try every last one of them on and, like, hit one of them. Like, how this look. But it's, but you once you start saving for it and know, I never knew exactly when I was going to do it.
Yeah.
You kind of give yourself an idea, or you set a goal, like, all right, at around this time, you know, I'm going to see what... Because I thought about her birthday. I thought about, you know, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I thought about waiting till Valentine's Day so I could save a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, you start thinking about so much. And I was telling Black the other day, shopping for a ring is about as bad as shopping for a car.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, sometimes you'll never understand why somebody chose to leave their house to go buy a Buick.
They a Lexus now.
You see what I'm saying? No, but you go there and for whatever reason, that car is a car that just stood out to you and that's what you want.
Yeah,
I mean, it's... because all the rings are beautiful, bro. Like, every last one of them.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. But it's like, something just got to, like, go, this is the one.
Did you pick out yours while you was there? Like, the one that you know you want for yourself?
No.
Because you got to think about it. Like, we talked about this months ago. Like, I think the idea about... the idea of being engaged is weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you give her a ring to take her off the market, but what do you get to get taken off the market? How do you claim status. Me?
Hopefully
words
I do.
Of affirmation.
Yeah, words of affirmation. Yeah,
that's all I need.
Huh?
That's all I need.
Boy, fuck you.
What he is saying is, how does the woman in the grocery store
know that I'm a fiance?
Know that you are off the market. You are off limits.
How does she know?
Because the thing is,
I mean, looking by walking past. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but yeah, she
at the woman. Why or left face? Okay.
Because that's exactly, because you got to think about it. You're almost there. You're not there.
I can say you have.
Yeah. But like me and MJ are at the age now where our caliber or our age group of women, even though we're almost in the same age, mm-hmm. like women over 30, they're not, they're going to look at our ring finger.
I tell you how. Yeah, I can tell you how. Like when
big,
a nigga,
big energy.
Nah, when a nigga get
I'm going to tell you how too after he said it.
False.
But it's almost like you get musty. You start stinking. Like I spilled myself for the last 7 days straight and I can't get rid of it. Mm. It's like a woman can walk by you and go, you're engaged.
Yeah, so it's like a stink.
It's like a stench.
I would say if it's the grocery store, she going to tell by what aisle you on.
Baby formula.
If you got salmon in there, yeah, you cooking for you and your lady. Yeah. You got fish sticks.
I like salmon tilapia. In there. You know I don't cook for nobody.
Or tilapia. You got tilapia in there, you ain't cooking for nobody else.
Yeah. Or if you got the backs of the box of tampons beside the bread on the little top part of the cart, she know you spoken for.
Yeah.
Whether it's a daughter or a wife.
If you got ribeye, it's you cook for you and your lady. You got two ribeyes for you. If you got ground chuck.
You got ground chuck. you making stew. Yeah.
Tony for putting
steak and potatoes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just weird that everything is like when it comes to marriage relationships, it's geared towards a woman.
Yeah, it is because if you think about it, it's more so the dog and pony show is more so for the woman.
You the dog, motherfucker.
It's more for the woman than anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like you was joking, you was like words of affirmation. Honestly, that would do for me in a proposal. Like, okay, yeah, I'm giving her this ring, but as long as she say I do back, I'm good.
But here's the thing, Black. What if she just say I do because she didn't want to embarrass your little ugly ass in front of us?
Hey, then we could talk about it off camera.
Then your affirmation go. I can see you crying now. I've seen you cry.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to cry in the car.
Yeah, easily.
Take Blake and leave.
But no, here's my thing about the stench part, though. Like, it's weird because women see me like, oh, you got a girlfriend. It ain't the stank in me. They look at me like, yeah, you got to have, excuse my friend, bitches. Yeah. And I'm just like, where do y'all get this from? I jack off a lot.
Yeah.
I sit here alone a lot. When this is over, they got to get the fuck out.
That's because
I got to bust his nut. Hey, and I'm ready to go to sleep.
Hey, look, y'all.
Strange.
We never sat on these couches.
But on some serious shit, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they, for some reason, they think, like, he got women, and I don't.
What men do. You know how men cast the line? Like, I know you got somebody. They're like, no, I ain't got nobody. Okay, now I'm in there. I know you got hoes. I don't got nobody. Let me shoot my shot.
No, they don't shoot their shot with me, though, because they think they gonna get played with the hoes.
No, they just... Sign their name up for you.
They do what men do, but they do it better.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Y'all gotta stop.
I am good at what I do.
Justin can outlie anyone.
No, I've told a woman this. Like, I'm not in any type of situation or anything, but like this woman tried to lie to me. And when I told her, I said, don't lie to me. I will outlie you on your best day, on my worst day. Mm. Don't do that. Don't do that. I can tell, like, and if you do lie to me, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care enough for you to lie to me.
Game recognized game.
Yeah, I said, bro, come on. Marvin taught me well.
We got to stop giving women so much credit.
They're not good at what they do.
You can't.
They're not good at being bad.
It depends. I put it that way. If you're looking for it,
I don't want to find out.
I get what you're saying. The women that are on some fuck shit, they're not good at what they do.
Yeah,
they're not. I can see it from a mile away.
If you've been a nigga on both sides, the cheater and the cheatee. You can recognize it.
Yeah, if your bitch get put on the internet, you know everything. What?
Facts.
Look, I go to MJ for relationship advice. I know. He been through it all.
Everything.
Yeah. Speaking of MJ.
He done got exposed.
Can we say it before the episode, he got it out of the mud.
Can we get another mud bath that night?
Can we get another round of applause?
Yeah, bro? Oh yeah, another round of applause. Yes.
My man MJ's officially a homeowner now.
That trailer done came off pump
for yes, yeah. sir. Yes, sir.
That, like I said, dude, I can smell the paint when I walked. That nigga did not waste a minute. He moved in.
You know the nigga that's on the...
He had bean bags for y'all, didn't he?
Yeah.
The nigga that's on the runway trying to back the plane up.
Yeah.
Man, somebody parking MJ shit.
We go in, like I said, it takes us 62 minutes to get there.
Yeah. No, so Chad lives an hour away. Justin lived about 40.
Yeah, it's a ways out there, but it's a nice house. Okay. Very nice house.
That's what's up.
And
man,
the thing is, it's not even
proud of you, bro.
The house is finished, but like he hasn't got it set up yet. So I know when it's set up, it is gonna be fire.
That's why you need a woman to come in there and help you decorate.
86 is my cash in.
Let me tell you something. If you ever on the way to somebody's house and you drive past a John Deere tractor supply store, you in the sticks. Yeah. You
hear me? I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like, but he probably got great value for it.
Is it truly the middle of nowhere?
It's the back of the
middle
like
of Uncle Keith House type. Middle of nowhere.
Not quite.
No. Okay, but so close.
No, the whole time, it's Uncle Keith closer to the highway.
It's only...
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, he is.
Let me see.
He is.
Let me see.
I don't know Uncle Keith where he live at.
No, I take it back because it's 10 minutes to that, to 70.
Hey, ask us the Google Earth Uncle Keith address.
No,
let me see.
Uncle Keith half a mile off the road for one.
Yeah, I ain't that far off the road.
He off the road half a mile.
I take a lot of turns.
If he don't get his mail when he come in from work, he got to take the ride lawnmower out to the mailbox.
No, you dang. Laughing. It's
yeah, lift the blades up.
That bitch riding a four-wheel. Yeah. But now, and he got a big backyard. I like that. And he got high ceilings. Dope. That's the part I love about it.
Okay.
High ceilings is amazing.
17 houses in my community.
Self-propelled, bro. You're going to need one.
Yeah.
Because he got a big backyard. Front yard this big, but yeah.
Backyard big enough. Barbecues at MJ crib.
Yeah.
Okay, he still got that's just a he ain't wasting no time. They still got slabs of grass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Bermuda grass.
Yeah, it's slabs.
You,
you do
have the police knock the nigga shit though. Like for them to hear you.
Yeah.
They could have gave you a doorbell.
He ain't got no doorbell.
I got a doorbell.
I told you, bro.
I got one there.
They said you can move in. Just you wait. That nigga left 30 minutes later.
Somebody got me the system for
the ring.
Housewarming.
Yeah. The ring. Nice. That's cool. Yeah. You got to throw elbows in the nigga door for him to hear you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Doom, doom, doom.
That trailer long.
Nah, he got, well, how many bedrooms? Three?
I got three.
Two. Nah,
I can't wait.
He got
to
nice
over.
Crib.
It's
a very nice house.
Nice little guest room.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, I don't like, with me, my house is Su Casa. For everybody.
My house is Su Casa.
I'm Spanglish. But nah, for real, like, if you drive out there, you probably gonna have to stay.
Especially if we drink. Like, matter of fact, where that bottle in it? I know we didn't finish that.
No, that much.
Yeah. Why? Oh, you want that?
It's in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, say we definitely didn't drink that night. Niggas was tired, yeah. And we was like, yeah.
That's fine. Will Sharp and OJ finna get to that.
Yeah, I ain't know.
Barry in at Crunch Time.
I'm about to say, what's his homegirl name? You name
him. Crunch Time.
God, Crunch Time, my dog.
Yeah, we like Crunch Time.
Man, this
but
is.
Nah, 20, hold, it's, up, it's, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold
okay.
up. Clap it up. Derek, you next.
What?
You about to move in your crib. Yeah.
Soon, man.
6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. Talking about he can shit all day. Go off, nigga.
In the living room.
Nah, man.
Yeah. But now, so you said beginning of February?
Yeah, that's my assumption. I'm going to say the beginning. Because Caribou actually went past there today, and they got the cabinets and everything in there. So.
It's a...
Mexicans working right now. I'm telling
you.
I'm telling you.
Once those appliances get in there, you probably got 10 days.
Nah, because they still got to do everything on the outside, though. They still got to lay the side down. They still got to do the concrete. And
But
here's the thing, though.
Circle back tomorrow.
Yeah. Your side going to be down. Your driveway going to be done. And your
side going to do all that shit in one day.
But what I'm saying is, the longer they wait, you know, it's starting to get colder and colder. They can't lay cement if the temperature is below a certain temperature.
Uncle Keith told you that?
Nah, yeah, one of my coworkers.
Yeah, even him, Uncle Vince.
It was one of my coworkers.
Bob Vila, but
he talking about Brooklyn Home Improvement.
Yeah, so, yeah, your driveway. So I went out there. I used to go out there every week. Yeah, it sounds good. But I went out there one day. They were doing the driveway. They put the windows in and the grass all in the same day.
Damn.
Can they put your house together in six pieces? Your shit have broken.
My Lego.
Damn, like your shit a Lego fun house.
Your shit like one of Blake puzzles.
Yeah. six pieces. But now, we're going to start disrespecting the house because I still stay in this apartment. So I want y'all to give some advice to people who want to become home. Because I feel like a lot of people want to become homeowners this year. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of people in apartments, which is not a bad thing.
It's not.
Because I remember one time you even said you wish you would have waited. At one point, you said that. But the reason you said it, I think you had a lot of expenses at one time. Because your ice maker don't work either. So you got some shit going on.
My ice maker works. We just been using the ice.
That nigga made me bring ice the other day. I said, man, fuck this. For four people. Like,
the
shit.
The ice is being utilized, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about.
The ice is being utilized.
Yeah.
Dang, you a freak.
Yeah. That's how he got the ring. Put ice in the butthole.
Hey, what?
Okay. Woo! But now, but seriously, I want y'all to get some. Strange. Yeah. Y'all no, strange. But now, but I want y'all to get some advice for people what they should work on to go into this. Because it's obviously not, it's not easy. People think they're credit good until they go get this. And they're like, nah, you got this.
I was just about to say, what's better than throwing money in a strip club?
And they will definitely. Hey, what's this? Hey, what's this? Pay this. If you don't pay this, we can't move forward. Every week, it felt like I was doing something else with my credit, or they were asking for bank statements, pay stubs. I'm like, I get paid the same thing every week. Okay, send us this stub for it. Yeah, hey, bro, all right, whatever. But my thing is, we all went different routes. What kind of loan did you get?
I got a conventional.
And you got a VA.
Yeah, but it's still a conventional 30-year, and this shit honestly is worse than FHA in my opinion.
I got a USDA loan.
I didn't qualify for none of them.
I got a USDA loan, which means I stay outside the city limits, and it's 100% finance.
Yeah, I sell meat.
Yeah,
so it's 100% finance. So I didn't have to put any money down in the company I went through.
That nigga showed me his closing costs. That shit was $230.
That shit is love, right there. Boy.
That nigga put right a deposit.
There. I might be high.
It was $65.21. $65.21.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but the company I
should slap him right now.
Hey, the company I went through.
I know your shit was extensive.
The company I went through gave you down payment assistance. And the only thing they did was when I went with USDA with them, they moved the down payment assistance to my closing costs. So the closing costs and my down payment assistance, when they subtracted, it came to $65.21.
That's love.
Wow.
So what my
suggestion. So there's ways to do this. Like, yeah,
my suggestion is if you want a house and living in the city ain't a big priority to you, go to the outside the city limits, get you a USDA loan.
Bro, how do you think teachers and cops are able to buy houses making $40,000 a year?
I looked at a cop. It's a cop in one of the neighborhoods I went and looked at. The houses were $280,000, $290,000. Like, bro, cops don't get paid. Like, I don't know what
his wife a pharmacist,
like,
probably
where he was at, but
you know what I'm saying?
Or pharmacist school bank.
So, like, you. Man. Like, it's ways, it's other loans and stuff out there you can do. So don't tell, I'm going to go through my bank. Well, they offer, like, if you don't care about the city, living in the city, they offer USDA loans. Like, and I got my interest, 2.7.
I will say, like, my VA loan wasn't too bad. I was exaggerating. But where I messed up at, and this is part of my advice, if you get approved for a certain number,
Don't
aim for that number.
I went
shouldn't have told her that number. That's
what
it was.
I went 20 grand less.
And that was smart because I, like for me, for my closing costs, I got to come out of pocket a little over 11 grand for closing costs. And yeah, that's because I got
that's one paycheck for you though.
Yeah. Hell no. Hey. And, rob him. And that's because I got approved for a certain number. And then originally I started off below that number, but where they fuck around and get you at is all of the upgrades.
Shit. Man, Rocket Mortgage damn near approved me for a half a mil, bro. Really? And it's an estimated payment like $2,800. I say, y'all like y'all rabbit ass.
You was about to go on there. You knew he was a little baby.
My advice is what's probably even a little bit more important than credit when buying a house is your debt-to-income ratio.
Ooh, which still plays into credit, but that's just way more important right. than the credit.
So part. It's like...
Because if your debt-to-income ratio is good, your credit's going to be good.
More than likely. Yeah. More than likely.
Because you have good credit with a bad debt-to-income ratio. Because
even if you have stuff on credit, your debt-to-income ratio won't be as bad if you owe less than 50% of the credit limit.
Yeah.
That's the goal. You want to toggle right there at the 50% mark.
And if you could keep it under 30%, that's even better.
That's perfect, actually.
So, like, I mean, I'm just saying, man, people be doing dumb shit like, when you're buying a house, you're buying a house, and that's all you're buying. Like, don't go out and try to finance no washing machine.
No cars.
Do that shit after. If you're going to do it after the fact.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't buy nothing.
Don't buy no cars. I mean, just stupid ass fucking, because what they're going to do.
Huh? Your fridge came with it?
So... With mine, I got, so the builders I went with, every appliance in the house came with the house.
Yep,
you can do that. And the crown molding and the granite countertops, all that came with it.
So, granite? Okay.
So all that came with it, and it was in the cost. So, yeah, that did the income, something different. Yeah, that's why they
gonna look at, they're going to look at everything.
Bank
like
everything. Everything.
I owed. I owed like $1,800 on the Best Buy card.
And what they said.
And the dude called me. He was like, I need you to pay this.
Yeah.
He said, I need you to pay this.
Yeah.
And it's like every.
And then I had like some dumbass little ticket from New York in collections. The shit was like $80. He said,
pay it.
I need you to pay that. Like every little thing.
Yeah.
Every little thing. And then sometimes some lenders, what they'll do is they'll consolidate some of the loans for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so some people have like ridiculous amounts, like, oh, 10 grand on a credit card.
Yeah.
They know they can't just call you and say,
pay this off.
I need you to go pay this. Yeah. So sometimes they will pay that loan for you and just work it in to the cost of the house. You're going to get fucked because you're going to finance 10 grand for 30 years.
Yeah.
They're going to get 30 grand out of that. You know what I mean? So that's all I would say, man. If you're going to, Justin is right. Like, right now, if I could do it all over again, I paid almost $19,000 at closing. Like, I had to wire the fucking money.
Because you had saved up for that.
I'd have bought a bread wrap. Mm-hmm. I'd have bought a wrap of some kind.
And we still talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I'd have bought some fucking vending machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know I still what think like, we need to buy a laundromat. And I don't know power shit, but I just think we need to buy a laundromat. Because niggas... Because even for you, like, not trying to be funny, you're going to have to use the laundromat for a little bit till you get a washer and dryer.
I told you where to go, though. Where? Scratch a dent section. Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I got my washer, dryer, and refrigerator from there.
For $300. That shit crazy. But no, but either way, like I said, a laundromat is something that's steady income.
Yeah.
We can clean our money.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, we're gonna put that bitch. But no, but most of the serious shit. No, because you're right, and I wanted y'all to give this advice because even for me, somebody who's not in the home, like when you said don't do anything until after the fact, I have people who come to where I work at and want to start cell phone service.
You idiot!
And they do it's a soft credit check, but it's still a credit check.
It's a credit check.
And they get worried. And I tell them, I said, look, if, you know, because especially with me being in banking before this.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm like, so for me, I'm a salesman. I'm like, you can do it. Like, I need it.
You also got to think, when you're buying a house, too, they run your credit so much.
And that's
every
one
other
that's
day.
One, that's
running.
One or two points. Like, yeah. Every time.
You got to understand, though. A lender is fucking scared as shit, bro. They're saying, I'm okay we're giving you, you know,
a $250,000.
I'm okay with giving Derek $300,000 with the expectation of he's gonna pay me back.
Yeah.
That you have to have a. I wouldn't lend a nigga $100 right now if I had any doubt in my mind that you was gonna pay me back.
Yeah.
So imagine an institution about to give out, and the good thing is money is fake because nobody ever sees $300,000.
Never.
It's all paper. Like it's
time and money is fake.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But still, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, time is real.
No, it's not. It's made up.
Days are fake.
Listen. Time is real.
Who's the one who decided it was noon?
Confucius.
When I think of time, I'm thinking of...
He made it up.
When I think of time, I'm thinking as...
No, I'm talking about the actual time.
Okay. Thinking in the sense of we all have an expiration date.
Oh, no. That's cool. Okay. I'm talking about the literal time. Okay.
It's only yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
They fucked up, and then they made daylight saving time to try to make up for they fuck up. Time ain't real.
All right, Kyrie.
We believe that. Damn, we believe money is real.
Umar Richardson.
Money is not the root of all evil. It's Kim Kardashian.
But anyway, what was he bitching about the other day?
I don't know.
Said people were spending their money on, what was it? Some kind of food item.
Crab legs?
Nah, he said something else.
Like, y'all love crab.
Like,
crab legs.
I know y'all stimulus is gone now. Yeah. So many crab balls.
He was potatoes. Bitching about something. Like, he was like, y'all keep spending y'all money on Rotel.
Rotel?
That joint is 99 cents.
Y'all keep making this sausage dish. when y'all can invest in a school for the kings and queens. But no, y'all want to make sausage dip and buffalo chicken dip and
he was hungry,
bro. No kizzy. No kizzy. The nigga was everybody was like
school fake. But my thing is for him. So I hate people like him who try to down people for making their own decisions about what they want to do in their life. You motherfuckers who say take your $600 stimulus check and get an LLC, fuck you. You get an LLC, then what?
Yeah, you ain't made money.
And
you lose money before you make it.
That's $125 right there.
Nigga, you said get an LLC with my $600. Nigga, I need groceries.
Yeah.
Nigga, I got rent.
People you know what I'm saying?
Like, come on now.
I already used half a mile on some lab.
Hey, nigga, bought a house. Hey,
but look, that's for your mental.
Yeah.
I know. Pressure. I know some people, like, you give them your $600, you might get $6,000 back in a month.
Well, you need to put me in
college. Hey, you're black. You seen Bitcoin? Spazzing?
Bro,
what's the other day?
Bitcoin is $31,000 now.
The other day it got up to $32,000.
What's the joint? Hogcoin? Y'all seen that one?
Hogwarts.
Hogcoin. Whatever Hogwarts. It is. It's Harry Potter. Like $0.03 a share right now.
No, because I had a customer tell me to invest in Bitcoin. I said, nigga, it's like $28,000 a share. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. He said, no, you don't got to invest that. I'm like, still, motherfucker. Like, what do you think? I work at AT&T.
And just to think, 4 years ago, that shit was like a quarter of shit.
I can't even afford a fraction.
Yeah. Did you see that Russell Okung from the Panthers? He got half his salary paid in Bitcoin.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No cap.
Because he tweeted it, and then he tweeted a follow-up to it saying...
So he tweeted it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And said, one day I want to be paid in Bitcoin.
And then he responded saying, I got paid in Bitcoin.
They paid half his salary this year was $13 million. He got paid $6.5 million in Bitcoin.
That is crazy.
That's an instant investment.
Yeah. That's an instant investment. And he's his own agent.
Yeah.
He don't even have an agent.
As soon as I would have seen that thing go up to $30,000 a share, I would have cashed out. Just think about it. If you got two shares, that's $60,000. Right there.
And somebody just the other day said they were able to go ahead and make their next three car payments off of Bitcoin from Cash App. You know, Cash App, you can buy Bitcoin on Cash App.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, like, if y'all pay attention, these cryptocurrencies are starting to partner up with different shit. Like, that shit I was telling y'all about, XRP, they're in partnership with Amazon.
They wouldn't let me buy any.
Yeah, because the thing is, bro, especially because COVID scared people.
Yeah.
It scared people to the point where, like, they don't one... People don't want to touch money.
They don't want to use paper money.
They don't want to use paper. And then not only that, they don't even want to go to the place to make the purchase.
Right.
It used to be to a point where, and it's still kind of like this, and all of us are guilty of it. When we want something, we want it then.
Yep.
We want it now. Yep. We want it in our hands. We want to see it. Now, people are so scared, they don't need to see it. They're like, long as they get, because Amazon will bring you your shit in 3 hours.
Yeah, nigga was at my job buying a RAV4 over the phone the other day.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, trying to trade his Camry. And I said, what the fuck?
Nigga, like,
I said, get your stupid ass back to work, boy. Like, what are you doing?
Amazon dropped dildos off at your dough in 2 hours, nigga.
I bought my car.
Oh, I agree. See, what?
Set him up.
I've never seen my car before I bought it, and they drove it out to me.
Oh, you got Carvana.
No, they brought your bitch down in a fucking in a vending machine
on a tow truck.
That shit would be.
I still don't know how to get to. That shit would be four, right?
To reiterate what y'all was saying, like in my line of work,
yeah,
like the people, like you got an Instacart, and then my company came up with their own online shopping. All them stores are up 30-35%. Because people, hey, this is the groceries I want. I'll come pick them up, but I don't want to go in the store. So
y'all walk them out to the trunk.
They pull up to the
side. No contact delivery.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are so scared. Because you got to think about it. So, speaking of COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Not to get too deep into COVID, just to reiterate what I'm saying. COVID got to 10 million cases
mm-hmm.
in 254 days. It got to 20 million cases in 54 after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's growing rapidly. But the thing is, not as many people are dying as they used to.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the fact is, it's scaring people now.
Yeah.
Even though motherfuckers still don't wear their fucking masks.
Atlanta,
it's scaring
people.
They wild down there, boy.
They anybody city or something. I don't know what the fuck going on. Like, that shit crazy as fuck. I don't get it. Like,
because
you'll see people snaps in Atlanta. You start off with the mask in the club. Then they say no by the end of the night. They drop with their shit. Yeah. With dick in their mouth.
You talking about a nigga.
Yeah. But now, but on some serious shit. But
yeah, this ain't no more gay niggas in Atlanta right
now. You said it ain't no more.
We gotta stop.
What?
I ain't never gonna make it.
Yeah. It won't be this time.
I didn't even say nothing offensive. I said
why is there ain't no more gay niggas?
Cause they all moved to Savannah.
we ain't making it out the living room.
They've been dispersed
between Savannah. I just DM'd the baby, asked him to come on. He ain't never coming on.
Yeah,
Savannah and Macon.
I asked him to bring Danny Lee.
To do what?
To be on the show.
Yeah.
That'd be lit, though. $40 queen.
Man,
you trying to die?
Yeah.
He ain't nothing to play with.
That's who he date?
Yeah.
Yeah, we going to Starry Sky. Tell him to run up in there.
Hold on. You talking about the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Amendola.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of little baby. My fault.
No. Yeah. He been dating Danny Lay for a couple weeks now.
She was saying
a couple weeks.
Yeah. It feel like it's been a couple weeks, but yeah.
I thought he used to go with B. Simone.
I don't know if that was ever real or not.
That was a music video, man.
Yeah. It was more of a...
Shout out to B. Simone. She blocked me on Twitter.
Is she dead?
I don't know. She blocked me. So
the reason I asked that is because she is like falling off the face of the earth.
She lost weight now.
She lost her career. She said all that. She put out that fake coloring book and ain't doing nothing since.
It's a fake coloring
book. The book was this thick.
That shit was in the binder.
Oh, it was in a binder. Bro, it was in a Trapper Keeper. That shit was crazy, bro.
Cutouts of a newspaper.
Remember the binder when if you ain't slide the bitch on properly, the leaves to be loose.
Yeah,
that's what was going on.
Yeah, because my ex had the book. I said you so stupid. I told her that. When we were together.
What the shit had that. Crossword puzzles and shit.
Yeah,
Sudoku.
Yeah. Manifest your thoughts, like, and all that. Like, she stole everything from Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest.
And so everybody, like, you break your famous.
I knew they said she plagiarized, but I didn't know where it was from. But it was from Pinterest.
Got it all, Quizlet.
Hey, look, Quizlet helped me get my degree.
What's the joint where you catch plagiarism? What's that joint called? Yeah, I don't know.
Blackboard. Yeah.
Nah, that Blackboard did used to have that safer sign.
Yeah, because Blackboard got that like later on in college. Yeah.
Hey, you upload that shit. That shit say 94% Everything highlight. He like, God damn.
I replaced isn't with ain't.
You go back and just change a couple pronouns, nigga.
I changed can't from can't to cannot. Like, man,
you change he to him and throw the whole sentence off.
It don't even flow right no more.
He went to the store.
Him is not coming back to school.
Him downstairs.
I used to move paragraphs, all that shit, bro. I move paragraphs and everything.
Why? I turned the sentence backwards so quick.
Bro, them papers never made sense. Right?
Hey, I do that shit live. What was acceptable? Like 15%? Yeah. I used to get that shit right on the cusp.
Bro, the Odyssey, like, I remember I had to do it like paper on the Odyssey in like 10, well, what was it, 103? I forgot, like, English 103. G103. Nigga, you think I read the Odyssey? Nigga, I went to Spark Notes and copy and pasted the Spark Notes and just rearranged it, bro. The Odyssey, like 1,200 pages. Fuck that.
Shout out to Liz. We all got degrees without going to class.
Nigga.
Nah, I went.
I had one book for 5 years. One little five one star. Book. Yeah. Five subject.
Because you using the Air Force. Aviation. Yeah. You was socialism or some shit. now what was your shit in?
I started out pre-pharmacy, but I finished sociology.
Recreation.
Cause he still kept that PharmD.
Tide Water Pharmacy.
You gonna leave me the fuck?
But so me and him, we in the PE department. All our classes are either in the PE. Was either in Devon Center or in Williams. All my classes online in Devon Center. Mm-hmm. Or what I would do is I would take whatever coach during their season.
During their season.
Smart.
Take Tiller during football season. Come see me Monday, and then I'll see you next Monday.
That's how Whittle was.
Whittle was like that in the
Whittle
spring.
Was always...
Whittle gave us high. One assignment.
What he was said, the basketball coach name?
Walker. Sean Walker?
I had Walker during the spring.
Walker didn't care.
I had him, so Walker kind of tricky.
My bad,
Walker. Walker kind of tricky because his go into two.
Goes from one to the other.
So basically the first half of the fall, he's serious.
Yeah.
And then he fall off.
Yeah.
And then same thing, he go into, like, he falling off, then he like get serious.
Yeah.
You got to do, man, nigga, I ain't seen you in 2 months. You don't leave me the fuck alone. Yeah.
And who was the offensive line coach?
Lou Holtz.
Yeah, I had him.
It was Coach Holt.
Two old motherfuckers.
One of his legs was longer than the other.
Yeah.
I had him doing the fall, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that was a real teacher.
Yeah, he was.
Like, no offense to the rest of them, but, like, he was Dr. Holt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, he was a professor for
did
real.
Did you have Osterhaus for any classes?
I made sure I didn't have Osterhaus.
Osterhaus anymore. Would treat a 1-credit course like a 7-credit course.
As he should.
No.
Because
she was like aquatics or something, right? Yeah. So I didn't
have education. She values
education. She should have
dropped. Between her and, what was that? Assistant athletic director fucking Don Staley?
We had a little ass pool that was open twice the whole time I was there. Only person in there was Big Dave.
She was an assistant athletic director.
They had a damn pool party. Only person in there was Big Dave. Going crazy.
Hey, J5 on the way, goddamn.
J5 them all.
That's for you too, right?
You talking about the aquatics teacher. I said, you should have drowned that bitch. I say, think about this. We had that pool. We had a pool party one time. The only person in there was Big Dave.
One time we all got in there.
He was jumping off the diving board.
Yeah.
Dave were well.
Yo, Dave is always on vacation.
I think he got a timeshare or something. I just know he be having to sit in the seminars and then they force him to buy something at the end of it. He probably came back with one of them drawstring bags and a book.
He living life, bro.
Yeah.
But he a teacher.
Right? Is he?
He was last time I talked to him.
I don't know. He was living in Virginia Beach.
I heard he was
that cost living kind of high.
It is
a resource security guard.
F that.
He wasn't even quite a resource officer.
School.
Hey, resource officers make more than teachers.
That's sad.
Yeah, as they should. Why?
That's sad.
They're putting themselves in the line of fire.
Could you imagine dealing with these little badass kids these days?
The resource officer really got to deal with these badass kids. Right. So but the teacher got to just tell them to shut up. This nigga got to stop him fighting.
Yeah, but look,
he got to stop from stabbing.
The teachers tell them shut up, and then they say, you know, suck my dick or something, you know, back to the teacher. What did the teacher do from then? They say something like that to the cop. The cop tased their ass or something at least. You know what I mean? Put them in.
Did I tell you the one time I got arrested was by a school resource officer?
Nah, you never told this story.
Yeah, I got arrested at Lewisburg High School. It was after the fact. And they said I was disturbing. Well, no.
I believe it.
So what happened was, I went to see my sister. They wouldn't let me see my sister.
That movie was over in that little special class.
Well, you fuck got mad. I was 21, bitch. I was already in this.
Like, I was 21.
I graduated at 19. No, you on the other hand.
No, I'm saying you was 21, like about to graduate high school.
Nah, I remember they used to take you to McDonald's.
You're right. But you was washing tables for a grade.
I know. You went to McDonald's for a grade and had some money. I was proud of you. I was proud of you.
Hey, you ever seen them pushing the trash across the drive-thru? Get your
shit. Hey, my man just
holding up the drive-thru.
Watch Lion King for the final.
Yeah, man, look, man, I'm just fine, bro. I'm proud of them. They used to make money during third year.
Okay, can we get back to why you were arrested?
Oh, so I went to see my sister. They wouldn't let me. I was like, well, fuck it then, and I walked out. Straight like that, that tone of voice. I went and got in the car. I'm doing something on my phone, and the resource officer come out there like, you are not going to go in there and scare those ladies like that. I said, you talking about the two ladies that were there when I was there? I said, they scared. I said, whatever. So I didn't have my ID. It fell out because I had basketball shorts beside my seat.
Yeah, she was reaching for the
gun. No, what happened was they was like, what's your name? They looked my name up as Justin Richardson. Remember when I was telling y'all?
Yeah, it's like 40 Justin.
It's like 40 Justin Richardson, and some of them even sex offenders. So
makes sense.
But either way, they looked my name up and they said, "Oh, you have a warrant out for your arrest from April 2009 for grand larceny." I said, "No, I don't." April 2009, I was at a baseball trip. Like, how could I possibly did grand larceny in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina?
There ain't nothing to grand larceny out there.
Yeah, So they arrested me, took me to jail,
Cracker Barrel.
Boat ride. So he took me to jail.
Did you eat the meal?
No. So before I went to jail, I went to the manager's office so they could arraign me or whatever. When they brought me the paperwork, it said like Justin D. Richardson. Birthday was something 92. I said, bro, this is not me. They said, are you sure? Bitch, yes, I'm sure it's not. Mind you, my mom is sitting right beside me. My mom is heated. My mom is like, of course that's not him. I fucking know what I named him. Like, you know what I mean? So the magistrate's pissed off. Like, how could y'all fuck this up so bad?
You should have sued.
But they threw that disorderly conduct charge on top of that aiding and abetting or whatever. So I still had to go to jail for that. I'm like, bro, for what? I got mad because y'all told me that I had a warrant out for my arrest that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to jail with the orange jumpsuit. I had to spread my cheeks, lift my sack, all that shit. That shit was weird.
This should be your profile picture.
What?
You a freak. You strange. You're strange. Orange
jumpsuit.
Oh, nah. I looked for my mugshot the other day. I couldn't find it.
This is crazy.
That boy strange. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
So, let's talk about power for a little bit.
Rest in peace.
Tariq, I remember you saying this on... I don't know what episode it was.
A long time ago.
It was a while ago, though. Tariq is hands down the best actor.
We both said that,
In that series. In that series.
The complete series,
Complete series.
Because I was watching the early episode. Like, to watch him grow from that little kid to, like, a teenager and, like, basically a man is crazy.
I thought Yasmin did a good job.
Fuck her.
She said, mommy. That was her third word in...
82
episodes.
Yeah. She 15 now.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
But yeah, Tariq is Michael Rainey, like, he's acted in a lot of stuff if you put it in perspective.
He was Barbershop, wasn't he?
Yeah, as a child. Like, actor, child, yeah. Yeah. He was in Barbershop.
I'm a killer too, yeah. Mom.
Yeah. He only had killed one person at the time.
Two. Cop and his daddy.
The dirty cop.
Ray Ray.
Oh, yeah.
He killed Ray Ray on some gangster shit.
Too. Yeah, he killed Ray Ray. Killed his daddy.
I take that back. Ray Ray shit won't gangster. It was how he got the information out of Dre that was gangster.
I'm about to tell my dad.
Yeah, like he said, if you don't tell me, I'm going to tell my Uncle Tommy. My Uncle Ghost. My daddy Ghost. And you already know what to get down. Yeah. Like, and Dre was like,
bro, I'm telling you, the way he finessed Sacks in that courtroom.
You know, it's
in a burgundy suit.
What's her name? What's
Tamika?
Yeah, Tamika should have been
amazing.
Yeah,
she like Pam Oliver.
Tamika,
yeah,
fine.
She do. Yeah, no, both of them. Yeah, I was about to say.
It's now, not close. Pam Oliver shit be.
Boy, Pam Oliver has an excuse. Horrible.
Thriller, like,
hey, yeah. Pam Oliver be in the elements. She be on set, so
she be the elements.
So,
boy, you ever been to Cleveland in December?
And she on set like, you came out the dressing room like that.
Boy, Pam be out there. Like,
shit, turn.
Yeah, looking like she just got face like raining in the locker room. Like, yeah,
looking like Aaliyah. Like,
boy, Jarvis Landry and Odell went to town.
So, yeah, her joint terrible, but Pam Oliver takes the cake.
When that was, I knew she was gonna fuck them up when all she asked for was $1.
$1, yeah. She had to make it legal.
But she hates Sacks, bro.
She hates Sacks.
Because Sacks fucked her career.
But I thought Whatchacallit was gonna get involved too, but she didn't. The police detective chick.
The one that talked like she.
Get Goose. We gotta get Goose back. Yeah.
She talked through a mouthpiece.
Yeah. She sound like Rosie Perez.
She when she talked, her teeth are closed.
Yeah. Yeah. Now her tongue big.
Probably.
Her tongue just at the top of her mouth.
Black and free. Black tongue. I'm going crazy.
Y'all strange.
Oh, man.
Strange. Very strange, buddy.
Hey, now, look. Y'all really got me over here thinking about Pam Oliver and Lambo Field.
In January.
In Lambo.
Without a toboggan.
Boy, I'm telling you. If I see her in any of these playoff games.
hey, shoot us a tweet.
Yeah, on Crip, she going to be in one of them games, bro.
Boy, if she had that Lambo one, boy. Well,
Lambo got a bye week. So
yeah, this she, week. But next she, week, if she had Lambo.
Or Buffalo.
Or Buffalo.
Y'all trying to send this motherfucker Richard Tucker.
She going to the
Tucker. The wind going to you hear me?
Pittsburgh.
She going to the
Tucker. Pittsburgh ain't that bad. But Buffalo and Lambo,
yeah.
The wind gonna blow. Yeah. Y'all can see it now. Y'all seen the memes of like
it's sub zero.
Yeah, you already know it's snowing. Like, but she better hope she go to Tennessee.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Who else made the playoffs? Tampa Bay
made it.
Yeah, she can go down.
They don't Tampa have, Bay they, got a home.
Nah,
game.
They ain't got a home game.
They
got
to play in DC.
They
got
to play in DC.
They should be the Washington football team
because they won their division.
They should be Washington.
I don't know. Washington front seven scary.
They'll be Washington.
Bronk look good too.
Well, I think
Antonio look good.
I think Mike Evans is done.
He hyperextended his knee.
Okay.
But they I don't think I wouldn't play him. You got Antonio Brown and you got Chris Godwin. You don't need him.
Absolutely not.
But back.
And sorry, still got Gronk.
Yeah, that too. So but back sorry, power. We always get off track. I'm positive. But when Tamika asked for $1, I'm just glad he took his vibrator off the table because that shit hummed 20 minutes ago.
And he started unbuttoning his shirt, though.
Yeah.
Free dog.
I got his nipple out.
There's something wrong with y'all.
It's you.
There's something wrong with y'all.
But when Tamika asked for $1, I said she gonna...
nipple on camera.
Yeah, when she asked for $1, then she was in court. He was
you're
like,
a lawyer now.
Yeah. But when he said...
Like Smeagol.
Bro was in a burgundy suit for one, and it was fire.
With the pink shirt?
Yeah.
That joint fire.
When he said, no... But you can tell me why you was at Truth Nightclub with a gun that night.
Okay, Judge, could you tell him to answer my questions?
No, he said, she said no, but I want to know too. Like, she freaking.
Hey, talk about that nigga from the DNC that just be running shit. You're
talking about Screech?
Yeah, he just come here. Yeah.
Who the fuck is him though? He's not like.
You talking about Sack's boss, right?
Yeah, that's not even his boss.
He's just a rep from the DNC that, like, he is like this the is face. He's like the face
of the Democratic Party. Yeah.
Like, okay, this is how it's gonna go. You're gonna tell on Tommy. You're gonna walk free. You're gonna resign.
Yeah, he told the judge. He said, "Take a walk."
Yeah. She said. He said, "Do you want to be Do you want to be trying cases in Wisconsin? You take a walk.
You want to be transferred to Utica?" He said, take a walk. She got up out of there.
Yeah. He could have did that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fucking Tommy.
So when boy,
when
the gunshots went off, I said, damn, they must be retaliating for him, for her killer Esquire.
Mm-hmm. You know what that's I mean? What I thought too.
So then, but here, what pissed me off was, who the fuck was Monet shooting at? No. Bitch is shooting at the doorway. But precision.
She started shooting at the doorway after the bodyguard fell in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was doing it before. She was shooting at the window.
She shot at the window. Anyway. She was shooting there.
You gonna shoot at the window from the floor? You ain't hit that.
Didn't they have the cage on the window? So they why were you shooting at the window? You know what?
The bullets still go through there, though.
You see how Drew got hit?
They even worse because they can ricochet. Go through and ricochet, go
God,
down.
If they
would have
ricocheted and hit her, that would have made it the
hit
best.
Hit her and
ever.
Tasha.
But like you were saying, once they both got up
Yasmin.
And they saw that blue Mustang pull off.
And look, who Tasha ain't never been so goddamn scared in her
life.
I thought she was scared when Tommy shot Angela but missed Ghost. Remember how scared she was? She's like, oh my God, you shot at the devil and missed. I'm like, bitch, you need to be scared of this nigga.
Tariq, many men started playing. That nigga just posted up on the stand.
Yeah.
I said, he is a real nigga.
Absolutely.
In all white.
He is. And the fit was fire.
Yeah, the fit was fire. But he said, always fire.
I said, little bro is a real nigga, bro.
I love that little nigga. And niggas hated him.
Tommy turned around and said,
yeah.
Just holler at me if you need anything, Cash.
Pointless 15 seconds of my life.
I felt like
his parents
Tariq should have shot him.
Yeah, he about as bad as Yasmin. Yeah, Yasmin worse.
Now
she been around longer.
No, Raina was the worst, and then Lala.
No, Lala.
Raina ain't have time to be.
Lala was so thick, boy. She had that working for
her. Have you ever seen old pictures of her? She shaped just like this.
The mic stand.
Look.
This is just the top part, and then this is the rest of her body.
Oh, wow.
But now,
she tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, that's what Kevin Garnett told me.
Same nigga. But now, but like that, when that Mini Man dropped, chills went down my spine.
Yeah,
bro.
Like I really was that the first 50 song I heard. Like
50 whole the whole first season was 50 the 50 soundtrack.
But it was never Mini Man though.
No, not at all. Not the old shit. Either.
Yeah, that was a Mini Man moment. Right?
Yeah, it was. Was it though? You don't think they could have put that at a better moment?
No. They could have used it. It was only two people that you could use it for, Ghost or Tariq.
Tommy said, who the fuck got the balls to pull a gun out on me?
Yeah. I don't need no balls, bitch.
I'm telling
only
you.
Only line she was
I
doing.
I like her, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
I just feel like
she's angry. She's very angry. But I like her role, man.
I like her role. I don't like her playing it.
Yeah, she was in the dance soiree.
The dancery.
It's dance soiree.
Is it really?
Dance what?
It's
sorry.
It was some hateration though.
Yeah, it was some hateration.
Holleration too.
The Mini Men. I think the Mini Men actually did it. I feel like the Mini Men did it for everybody. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Because it was like slow motion, bro. Went and posted up, bro. You know, say I holler at you, Cash. Yeah.
I don't like when they try to make Tommy cool.
Yeah, like, bro. So then he comes
back. He gangster, though.
He gangsta.
Went all the smoke.
No, that all the smoke shit was cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
It was all right.
But the thing, he came down here, he said, I ain't going to kill you. Better get your skinny ass off my fucking car if I beat your ass.
Yeah,
bro.
Something like that.
I was like, okay, Tommy back. You know what I mean? And then they talk whatever. But then I don't know who Tariq think he is to think. I'm going to tell Tommy, like, look, if some shit go down, I'll come for you. Tommy looked at him like, I want all the smoke. Right. Like, well, fuck you. Like, you killed two people. Tommy done killed 87 people in this whole time. Oh, with various
weapons. Look, his girlfriend. 87 people in 62 episodes.
Yeah. And like I said, they all the rest of them had weapons, and he used his hands, guns, knives, and everything. This nigga Tariq shot two people that didn't have weaponry to fight back. Hell, shut up.
I'm gonna tell you who was pissing me off.
Jabari.
Kane.
Kane pissed
off. I thought you were talking about Zeke. Well, that boy's so big and stupid.
Yes. I guess I gotta tell him what's going on. Yeah, I gotta tell him.
And he keep getting the slap shawty. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, she likes stupid niggas.
She likes stupid niggas. Because
Jabari does. And she bad, too.
It's fun. Yeah. I've been wanting to see her titties
so all I feel like the way that Tariq's shit ended, they could easily do a season two on that.
It's coming. It's coming. It's September.
Really?
Yeah. Raising Kanan comes out,
June. Yeah.
And then as soon as that ends, Power Book 2 comes back.
So when is Tommy's coming up?
That shit, they're going to have to build on this storyline first.
Okay.
Because I think his called like Power Book Force or some shit like that.
Because
like,
you know Tommy is going to be in season two of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, as an integral role, I believe.
I don't feel like he should be. I feel like he need him and Tasha shit need to go into his. I don't think it should have anything to do with Tariq anymore.
It's going
to
have something to do with him.
Tasha's trash for leaving her daughter behind, though. Talking about, she's not like us. Bitch, she 12. Yeah. Like, teach you how to follow directions.
Yeah.
You going to leave her with Eartha Kitt?
Eartha Kitt. Is that her name?
No, I don't know Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt dead. It's Viola Davis.
Same. Look. MJ don't even cuss.
That boy been over there drinking that wine.
Yeah.
And smoking that smoke. Yeah. Shout out to Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
For right. What?
That's one of the greatest songs ever.
That is.
Huh? Gang, what? Come on, nigga. You can't act like that ain't fine.
It's not.
How many times have you listened to it?
Too many.
Exactly. It's a hit.
How many times have you listened to that song? She bang.
Once.
How many times have you heard Kimi Casanova?
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. I downloaded it on Apple Music.
Take us out, Chiz.
I didn't know if you were trying to
tell me what to do.
Dang,
I'll leave the bitch running. And go home.
Warm the car.
Fuck you, man.
Leave it here.
How much time we got left?
No. Damn, necktie.
Nah, nipple piercing. I told you
he was over there rubbing his nipples.
Nipple to the ear. Xerxes.
I just know MJ gonna aggravate me tomorrow on social media.
Yeah, easily.
He's super new.
That's why.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
He a fat nigga in the fraternity. He a big stepper. I see you. Now, Happy J5 for you tomorrow. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about the rest of y'all niggas, but do you? I give a fuck about you. Happy birthday to Kariba tomorrow.
Is it Kariba's birthday tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. The rest of y'all niggas don't give a fuck about it. Yeah, so what?
You started planning the dinner late.
What you mean?
That shit been going on for 2 weeks.
That shit 3 weeks from now.
What you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Good night.
Yeah.